Lesson 92. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 41 through 69. Introduction. This is the second of four lessons on Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88. The portion of the revelation discussed in this lesson was given at a conference of high priests in Kirtland, Ohio, on December 27th and 28th, 1832. It includes Jesus Christ's explanation of how God governs His creations and an invitation for us to draw near to Him. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 41 through 50. The Savior reveals that all things are governed by divine law. Display a picture of stars, such as, "The Lord created all things," or draw some stars on the board. Have you ever looked at the stars and thought about God and His creations? What questions or thoughts have you pondered as you have gazed up at the sky? Point out that when people contemplate the vastness of God's creations, they sometimes feel small and insignificant. They may wonder whether God is aware of them. Tell students that as they discuss the verses in today's lesson, they will see that even as God governs a vast number of creations throughout the heavens, He is aware of each one of us and wants to draw near to us. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 41 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how this verse shows that God has the power to govern all His creations, and yet be aware of each of us individually. How does this verse show that God has the power to be aware of each of us and our needs? Invite another student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 42 through 45 aloud. Ask the class to identify how God governs His creations. How does God govern His creations? By His laws. Invite students to think about one of God's creations that amazes them. Invite a few students to share their thoughts. As an example, you could display an object or picture that represents one of God's creations and explain why that creation amazes you. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 46 and 47 silently, and look for what we are seeing when we view the creations of God. What are we seeing when we view even the least of God's creations? Students may use different words, but their answers should express the following principle. When we view God's creations, we see His majesty and power. Write this principle on the board. How do the creations you see in the heavens and on the earth influence your testimony of God? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 48 through 50 silently. After sufficient time, ask one of them to summarize these verses in their own words. Note: cultivate an environment of love and respect. As you increase in love and respect for your students, you will radiate the pure love of Christ and teach with patience and compassion. The following actions will help you develop greater love and respect for your students. Number one, learn their names and seek to know about their interests, talents, challenges, and abilities. Number two, pray for them, collectively and individually. Number three, personally welcome each student to class and give each student an opportunity to participate. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 51 through 61. The Lord tells a parable of men laboring in a field and being visited in turn by their master. Explain that Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 51 through 60 contains a parable that helps us understand God's interactions with the kingdoms or worlds He has created. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 51 through 55 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the man in the parable commanded each of his servants to do and what he promised each of his servants. What did the man command his servants to do? What did he promise his servants? He commanded them to work in his field. He promised that He would visit them each in turn. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 56 through 60, by explaining that in the parable, the Lord of the field visited each of His servants when it was their turn. Each servant, quote, received the light of the countenance of their Lord, every man in his hour, end quote. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 61 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what this parable teaches us about how God interacts with the kingdoms He has created. What does this parable teach us about how God interacts with the kingdoms He has created? Help students identify the following principle. God will visit each of His kingdoms and their inhabitants in His time. Write this doctrine on the board. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 62 through 69. God promises to draw near to us as we draw near to Him. Point out that the Lord has come to His kingdom on this earth and that He will come again and reign here during the millennium. In Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 62 through 69, the Lord teaches what we can do so that He will draw near to us now. Invite students to ponder the following questions. How close do you feel to the Lord? Would you like to feel closer to Him? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 62 and 63 silently, looking for things we can do to invite the Lord to draw near to us. What principles do these verses teach about drawing near to the Lord? As students respond, write the following principle on the board. If we draw near to the Lord, then He will draw near to us. What words in verse 63 teach about how we can draw near to the Lord? Seek, ask, and knock. Point out that the words seek, ask, and knock are action words. What are some actions that help you seek, ask, and knock in order to draw nearer to the Lord? To help students understand one way they can draw near to the Lord, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Spencer W. Kimball. Quote, I find that when I get casual in my relationships with divinity, and when it seems that no divine ear is listening and no divine voice is speaking, that I am far, far away. If I immerse myself in the Scriptures, the distance narrows and the spirituality returns. End quote. To help students increase in their understanding of how Heavenly Father answers their prayers, read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 64 and 65 aloud. Invite students to follow along and look for the Savior's promise to us if we pray to the Father in His name. In this verse, what does the Savior teach about how Heavenly Father answers our prayers? Help students identify the following principle. Heavenly Father answers our prayers in the ways that He knows are best for us. Write this principle on the board. To help students understand this principle, you may want to give them a copy of the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Invite a student to read the statement aloud and ask the class to follow along and identify what we should do when Heavenly Father answers a prayer in a way that is different from what we hope or expect. Quote, it is so hard when sincere prayer about something you desire very much is not answered the way you want. It is difficult to understand why your exercise of deep and sincere faith from an obedient life does not grant the desired result. At times, it is difficult to recognize what is best or expedient for you over time. Your life will be easier when you accept that what God does in your life is for your eternal good. End quote. Consider inviting a few students to share an experience they have had when Heavenly Father has answered their prayers with what was best for them. You may wish to share an experience as well. Explain that in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 66, we learn that one way God communicates with us is, quote, as the voice of one crying in the wilderness, end quote. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 66 silently, looking for how God's voice reaches us. According to this verse, how is the voice of God like the voice of one crying in the wilderness? When have you felt that God has been near to you, even though you have not seen Him? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 67 through 69 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for additional ways we can draw near to the Lord. Ask students to report what they find. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. If my eye is single to God's glory, then blank. Invite students to complete the statement using what they have learned from verse 67. The statement could read as follows. If my eye is single to God's glory, then I will be filled with light. You may want to suggest that students mark this principle as it appears in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 67. What do you think it means for your eye to be single to the Lord's glory? As students respond to this question, they may mention different specific examples. Ensure that they understand that in general, the phrase means to be fully devoted to the work and purposes of God. Think of people you know who seem to be filled with the Lord's light. In what ways do you see this light in them? According to verse 68, what do we need to do for our minds to be single to God? You may want to explain that the phrase, sanctify yourselves, refers to our need to be purified and cleansed from sin. We become sanctified through the atonement of Jesus Christ and the influence of the Holy Ghost as we repent of our sins, receive priesthood ordinances, and keep our covenants. Invite students to reread the doctrines and principles you have written on the board. Then ask them to imagine they are gazing at the stars with a friend who feels that God is not aware of him or her. Invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals what they would say to their friend, using the principles on the board. After sufficient time, invite a few students to share what they have written. You may want to conclude by reading the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. You could also share your testimony of God's influence in your life as you have made efforts to draw near to Him. Quote, "My dear brothers and sisters, at times we may feel insignificant, invisible, alone, or forgotten. But always remember, you matter to Him. God sees you not only as a mortal being on a small planet who lives for a brief season. He sees you as His child. He sees you as the being you are capable and designed to become. He wants you to know that you matter to Him." End quote. Supplemental Teaching Idea. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 62 and 63. Video presentation. Godhead, He knows me. In addition to asking the question, what are some actions that have helped you seek, ask, and knock in order to draw nearer to the Lord, consider showing the video, Godhead, He knows me. This video is available on the DVD, Stand Ye in Holy Places and Be Not Moved, Strength of Youth Media, 2013, Youth Activity Resources, and on LDS.org. Invite students to watch for ideas on how they can draw nearer to the Lord. After the video, ask them to report on the ideas they have discovered.